You know the voice, Tom Hamilton, the voice of the tribe. You'll hear him tonight on AM 930 WEOL, Indians and Seattle Mariners. And you'll hear his voice Friday night down here at Progressive Field, as it's going to be a very, very special night. Tom Hamilton's legendary calls to be celebrated as part of the 20th anniversary weekend. And I know you didn't want to talk about this a lot, but I do want to bring it up. What a special night for you, wow. And obviously to have the Indians do this as part of your history and your legacy.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm very uncomfortable with it. You're supposed to work 25 years. It's called life, and so, but we're very grateful. And, I've been very lucky to be in this city and this organization for that amount of time. And trust me, we know how blessed we are. So it's very kind of them to do it. I wish they weren't, but it's fun. I've got family coming in and friends that I grew up with, so that makes it fun.
How much did you play a part in picking out the highlights and the calls?
Were you actively involved? To be honest, I don't know exactly what they're doing. I've asked not to ask.
Really?
I just feel so uncomfortable about the whole thing. I know we did a story some time ago about it, and I kind of forgot even the calls that I picked. I mean, it wasn't necessarily my calls. When they asked me for my best moments, I mean, they don't necessarily include me making the call. I mean, I don't even know if I was on the air when Kenny Lofton scored from Seattle on the pass ball. Could have been Herb. It could have been me. I mean, I'm old, so I can't remember that far back.
I'll tell you right now, it was you.
Oh, okay.
I remember that, it. Yeah, I do. I do remember it.
To me, one of the great moments was Tony Fernandez getting that home run in Baltimore. And I know Herbie made that,
that
call
one, because we know the call.
He had us going to the World Series. And,
maybe.
And, yeah, that was one of the great recoveries in the history of broadcasting by Herbie. But, we've been so lucky here, guys. When this park opened, it just seemed magical. And I know that that's become almost a trite word with this park and that era, but it's one thing to be as good as those teams were, but how many times did they come from behind and win late?
Every night.
And the crowd was a big part of that, because I see it when we go to places now like Fenway Park. Fans late in the game are anticipating the Red Sox to do something. And it was the same here. It was almost like being at the Roman Coliseum in those days. We were the Romans watching the Christians about to be devoured by the Lions, who were the Indians players. It was just a matter of time before something, it seemed like, incredible would happen, and more times than not it did.
Do you have a call that stands out to you? Just to say, I like that one. I've always liked that one. Because you hear them back.
I guess, but I mean, there's been so many that kind of run together. I mean,
Manny versus Eckersley, maybe?
Yeah,
that was such a
that
good
was,
one. That was one that always comes to my mind.
One was also, I wasn't on the radio that night, actually. I was doing it for the Baseball Network, when the Indians clinched against the Baltimore Orioles in 95. And, it was a pop foul to Jim Thome. And there wasn't anything dramatic about it, because you knew it was inevitable. The Indians had, a 30-game lead? But that made it official. That meant for the first time in 41 years, there was going to be postseason baseball here in Cleveland. And that was special. I think of the missed suicide squeeze bunt by Omar Vizquel and Marquise Grissom in Baltimore.
That was here, but it was against Baltimore.
It was, yeah. And
game three.
And it just seemed like, Chad Ogier getting two hits off, Brown, in keeping the Indians alive in game six of the World Series. Albert Bell beating Lee Smith here late.
In the barbecue pit.
In the barbecue, as Lee Smith said, he hit it in the pork and beans.
Yep.
And Albert Bell hitting a grand slam to keep our 96 season alive that ended, the very next day.
Arthur Rhodes?
I think it might have been.
In Baltimore against Arthur Rhodes?
I know you got to go, but I have to tell you this story, because you brought up the squeeze play.
Yeah.
And that was a Saturday ball game, if I'm not mistaken.
The shadows on the field.
Because I want
so
to tell
bad.
You, baseball is such a game of moments, and you know that so much better than I do. But I'll never forget that moment. I was out in the middle of Lake Erie on a boat on a company on a company function. It wasn't our company, but it was one of those cruise boats around Lake Erie, and they were pumping your audio onto the boat because we were listening to the playoff game on a Saturday. And when he scored, that whole boat erupted, in this roar. And I'll never forget that. And when as soon as you said the missed squeeze, I thought, well, on the boat, Lake Erie. I'll never forget it, Hammy. And that's the beauty of baseball.
That's the beauty of baseball. And I'm sure, Tim, you were doing a football game. Because I hear it today from people that were at the Avon Lake football game. Travis Hafner beats the New York Yankees in extra innings in the 07 playoffs. And they said at Avon Lake, suddenly there was this huge roar, and the kids are looking around. They're in the huddle wondering what happened. People were listening to their radios at local high school football games that night. That, as you said, that's the beauty of baseball. That's what baseball does to a community that no other sport can do, because it's every day, and everybody was living and dying with each of those playoff games. And that's why you want to be a part of it again.